Okay, Gary, well, how difficult is it for yourself and the players to focus on football when there's so much else going on, so many other distractions and thousands of things to be done before Christmas?
We've been very good so far with the players, and you know, they've had their Christmas party and they've had their day off to do the Christmas shopping and keep the wives and the girlfriends happy with that. So, you know, now it's just focusing on the football, and the main thing for us is following on from last week's defeat. It's gave us a refocus, if you like, to really make sure that we go about our business properly at Hartlepool.
To what extent was that a little reminder that you've got to be careful in this division, because there are lots of good sides out there and you can easily be caught off guard if you're not careful?
Yeah, very much so. I think if you look at the league, you know, it's so tight. It's incredible, and I think that will continue throughout the season. So, you know, any team that are not at it, shall we say, then you know, it doesn't matter who you play against, you're going to come unstuck. We know we didn't perform to the levels that we've set ourselves in recent weeks, but, you know, on cold reflection, that's two defeats in 12. If we can go on another run like that now, I'd take that now, you know. But we're always looking at trying to improve and be better.
So looking at the first two Christmas fixtures, as it were, away to Hartlepool, away to Grimsby. So you're not here at Bloomfield Road. No. Are you slightly disappointed by that?
The fixtures are you know what they are. It's interesting that you know generally around this Christmas period you're playing local games, and we got two locals in Hartlepool and Grimsby.
I suppose it's the battle of the pools, isn't it? Hartlepool against Blackpool.
Yeah, very much so. But no, you know, we're looking forward to it. The intensity's been back in training this week, so at the levels that it's been all the time. So, you know, the players have come in to work, and then the spirits have been still high. So, you know, I thought there might have been a picking up job, but there's not been needed. So that's been positive from that point of view. And, you know, we've just got to get back to performing at the levels that we know we can.
It's just a minor bump to egos, isn't it? When you suffer a defeat like that, it's not going to be a major knock to confidence.
No, not at all. And like you say, we knew that the first goal was going to be really important last week. And you know, we didn't quite get that, but we'd had the chances in the first half, and their goalies made some decent saves. But we now move on. The lesson that we've learned, we've got to go and put into practice on Boxing Day.
Blackpool's first trip to Hartlepool since 2006. Craig Hignett's their manager. Yeah. How well do you know him?
Yeah, I know Craig well. He came in and spent a day with us when we were at Blackburn after he left Middlesbrough. He knew Craig Short very well, so, you know, he came in and spent a day with us. And, you know, I've watched the videos of Hartlepool, and they play decent football. They had a fantastic result last weekend away at Portsmouth, drawing 0-0. And that was after sort of conceding five at home the week before. So that just shows you that, you know, what teams are like in this league. And we've got to make sure that we're really ready to go again.
Do you subscribe to this view that teams like to play, managers like to set out their team in a style perhaps that they themselves played when they were footballers? And Craig Hignett, we know, was a skillful playmaker, striker, could play in anywhere really across the forward line. Is that replicated in the approach from his team, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he was a wonderful player, wasn't he? And like you say, he was an exciting player and like you say, skillful footballer. And some of the players that they've got at Hartlepool are very similar down that ilk. And you know, we know that we're going to have to be at our best to get the 3 points.